Now, this discussion on obesity doesn't generally go on too long without someone asking about the role of schools. Today, an estimated 15% of children in America are considered obese, compared with 5% 30 years ago. There's probably no one at school that thinks about this more than the phys ed teacher. For the past decade, physical education instructors have been in a concerted campaign to reinvent PE. Forget dodgeball and sit and reach. Think rock climbing, heart rate monitors, and online classes. We want to hear from you about this. What do you think kids should be learning at school about physical fitness, and how should they learn it? And what are your gym class memories? What worked and what didn't? 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Or email us, TOTN at NPR.org. And joining us now from her office in Reston, Virginia, is Charlene Burgesson, Executive Director of the National Association for Sport and Physical Education. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Neil.
So why is it necessary to reinvent PE? What needed fixing?
We needed to make sure that physical education was a place where all students learned the knowledge and skills and develop the confidence needed to be physically active, and that we weren't just reaching the highly skilled kids or those who were more likely to become athletes.
So, great basketball and football players and lacrosse players, depending on where you are, but everybody else can forget it.
Well, in some cases, that's what we were finding, and we wanted to ensure that that wasn't happening in schools across the country.
I understand dodgeball, as we just said, has fallen by the wayside.
Yes, dodgeball is what we classify as an elimination game. And any game that either uses children as human targets or eliminates kids from play as one of the goals of the game is counterproductive to what we're trying to do, which is get kids active, build their confidence.
So instead of the dodgeball that I might have played back in fifth grade, what's common today?
Oh, there's so much that you might see in a physical education classroom, and maybe that's the most important point, is that you're going to see a wide variety of activities. We want to explore with kids all the different types of things that they can do, from walking, running, and biking, to dance, to more traditional sports, the whole gamut. We want them to understand that being active can be done in a lot of ways and that there's something for everybody.
In doing some research for this segment, we saw mentions of classes in rock climbing and break dancing. Are those common forms in the new PE?
In fact, they are. I mean, common is a relative term, I guess. Some of those types of activities that we're seeing, inline skating, rock climbing, these kinds of things may require some special equipment, and there has to be a way to secure that equipment, some kind of, monetary cost associated with that. But we are seeing more and more schools get creative and bring in equipment that turns kids on to physical activity, that introduces them to something that they've never experienced before.
Let's get a caller on the line, and Peggy's with us from Layton, Utah.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment on your last speaker. When I was taking a scuba class in Sacramento, California, and this is when I was in my 30s, and there was a bus that pulled up, and these students got off, and they were from Ponderosa High School. That's north of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And their school promoted individual sports like scuba diving, hiking, climbing, skiing, cross-country skiing, and all types of individual sports. And I thought that was so advanced, which I'm sure it was. And I think it's really what all schools need now is the individual sports instead of game sports, which 90% of the student body sits and watches, like football and baseball and basketball.
I assume they were doing the scuba in the pool north of Sacramento. Not
yes, too... yes. Well, you do your training in the pools, and then they take you out to lakes and to the oceans eventually for your real scuba diving.
Thanks very much, Peggy.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. We're talking about physical education for life. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And as we continue off on that phone call, obviously a lot of this stuff is going to sound like it's on the other side of the moon for a lot of school districts around the country who have difficulty finding enough teachers to teach arithmetic. Hello?
Yes.
Charlene Burgesson?
Yes.
Scuba and rock climbing seem a little exotic.
They do seem a little exotic, and they're not for everybody. Some of the things that you're going to find that are unique or innovative are dependent on where the school is geographically located and what activities are specific to that area. We have a member of our organization that teaches in Alaska and offers ice skating at a rink right outside of her school. You're certainly not going to find that in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But different schools have different environments, and they have different means of funding these special activities. The main thing here is that whether it's individual sports, whether it's group sports, there's different things that appeal to different students, and we need to give them exposure to all of those things and let them experience the enjoyment and the team play, the cooperation associated with all of those.
Let's get another caller on the line, and this is we're trying to reach Kelly in Little Rock. And now she's ready. Kelly's on the line with us from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hi. I am a former public school teacher, not only here in Little Rock, but in Oklahoma as well. And the thing that I've noticed here, and I'm sure it can't be too different than across the country, is that they're reducing the amount of time that kids get to just play, like at recess,
mm-hmm.
for example, in lieu of using that time for structured academics, which it makes wonderful sense. Don't get me wrong. Yes, they do need to focus more on reading and math and all of that, but at the risk of taking away the kids' time just to learn to play with each other, you know, jumping rope and playing chase and tag during recess.
So that's in addition to whatever physical education programs there are.
Well, exactly. And the physical education programs, I don't know about anywhere else, but here they're limited to one day per week for elementary students.
Okay.
And a lot of that is cost-effective for the school. But then again, another big part of that is the big focus on reading and math and just those scores, because everyone's focusing on test scores.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, let's get a response from Charlene Burgesson.
Yes, certainly a problem that all schools are experiencing is how to find enough time in the school day to provide all the academic subjects and that students need and want, and that we want for them. And, you know, the main thing here is that it's a bit short-sighted to think about only teaching students and developing them cognitively. The physical part of the person, the physical development, is a huge part of everyday life and in who people are and how they enjoy their life and their time outside of work. And we need to make sure that students have the time in a school day to be both educated both physically and cognitively, and as well as time to play. Like, our elementary school students do need recess. They need that physical and that mental break from their academic time.
Kelly, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we get one more caller in. Brenda from Surprise, Arizona.
Hi. I'm a parent and a teacher and someone who grew up hating P.E., and I think it's wonderful that they're trying to start putting some diversity into sports now. I mean, into the PE programs to get mm-hmm. kids more interested in PE. But meanwhile, I know at my school, they're still playing dodgeball. I have seventh graders who come to me saying, oh, my God, I hate it. We're going to have PE today, and I have to go, and then they're going to be trying to hit me with the ball. Could you just, like, give me a pass and let me skip PE today? And I think the PE teachers need to get some more of this information and be better informed.
In the meantime, we just have a few seconds left, Charlene. What do you do with kids who hate PE?
Well, I'd like to take the caller's comment and turn it around that she is right to be concerned about this. And we, as a professional membership association, we set national standards, and we're trying to help teachers to provide quality physical education, but this is a local issue. It's a school issue as to whether or not it's actually being provided. And I urge parents and teachers out there to assess the programs that are in their schools and to demand high quality programs.
Brenda, thanks very much, and good luck. I hope it works out.
Thank you.
And our thanks to Charlene Burgesson today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Charlene Burgesson, Executive Director of the National Association for Sport and Physical Education. She was with us from her office in Reston, Virginia. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.